If relative risk is less than 1, like 0.6, then the risk of the disease is lower for those with the risk factor than those without. If that were the case, we would call the factor or characteristic a protective factor instead, because it actually protects against or reduces the problem. In our example, being an adolescent boy is a protective factor. When we conduct interventions to reduce risk, such as a health education or peer counseling initiative targeted to adolescent girls to reduce their risk of contracting HIV and other STIs, we hope that our initiative will be protective. In a quantitative sense, we hope that exposure to our initiative will be a protective factor and will have a relative risk of less than 1.